Okay, now. Well, we'll move into old business.
Old business?
Yes, please. Keep me straight.
Case number 10,762, Sarah Costello. This was lot 17 in Cape Windsor. This was a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Lawrence, how did we get from single wide mobile homes to 4,000 square foot homes?
Are you talking about Cape Windsor?
Yeah.
Cape Windsor was previous administration. This is a different year too, Rick. The previous administration had said that Cape Windsor and Swan Key, I'll use both of them as an example, and only those two parks, I believe, they were considered parks at one time, but only in, as an administrative action, it wasn't officially a park because they were fee simple lots. And in 85, I think it was, 85 or 80, somewhere along in there, maybe into the 90s.
It was 90.
Kept getting questions. It was in the 90s. We kept getting questions about why we were doing it from a lot of residents in there. Well, it turned out they were both subdivisions. They were fee simple. They weren't parks. Criteria had to be established that they were subdivision, had to be considered a subdivision, which has the different setback requirements. Whatever they were doing before administratively, they were relying on 5 foot all the way around, front, side, and rear. And it really didn't meet code. And since the parks were fully developed, we said, well, if we left them, allowed them to be 5 feet or 10 feet, whichever the case may be, because one's 10 and one's 5, then they would conform to the average. Because the average is established just by the number of units on every street on the front only, then the sides had to convert to 10. Now, what we tried to do on Cape Windsor, a suggestion to the board at Cape Windsor, was that they asked for rezoning to GR so that they would only have to be 10 feet from the rear, which gave them more buildable space. And they chose not to do that. So a lot of the variances that you get for Cape Windsor have been the rear. And basically, it was administrative action that was done. And we actually ended up over the years with less variances than we had before. So you're actually seeing half the number of variances that you were seeing under the old method where it was a park because the spacing, the 20-foot spacing, didn't become an issue.
Okay.
Now it's a setback issue, but the spacing was gone.
Now when they put buildings back, they want to keep at least one of the 5 foot setbacks.
But anyone that we had allowed was the front as the average because there was enough units already placed that it would conform to the average within 300 foot and you wouldn't need a variance for the front.
Right. The sides seem to be the real.
Yeah, now it does with the size of the houses that they want to build in there because basically they were putting mobile and manufactured home double wides in there and then all of a sudden they started building houses.
Right. Well, the 50-foot lots aren't quite so bad. I mean, you put a 30-foot wide, but then when you got 40-foot lots, then, you know, now you're talking about a 20-foot wide, which those double wides aren't that narrow.
But you'd get the same number of variances if you left it under the park setback.
Right.
But you still got the spacing requirement.
Right.
So it's win or lose either way, so you don't know.
Right.
Every case will be different. And the majority of the lots are 50, and there's quite a few in Cape Windsor are 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the first section of Swan Keys was 40, but then the rest of them are 50.
But what we're seeing a lot now within the last year or so, instead of just coming in and replacing, for example, an old single wide with a new double wide, now we're getting three-story double wide.
Yeah, I know.
And they're just...
Yeah, we're seeing them in the office when they come in.
Absolutely huge.
But actually, it is a subdivision. In both cases, it's not a park.
Yeah.
Whereby in before also, there was a height limitation, which really... shouldn't have been imposed on either one of those projects because they weren't parks. Basically.
They can go all the way up to 42 now, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And actually, the lots are similar than most of the towns and some of the old subdivisions. There's the ones that are 50. There's really not that many that are 40 or less.
Right.
Are these the only two parks that were handled this way?
I keep thinking there was a third one, but it hadn't been an issue for years. So I think that must be just those two.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 93, I guess, when we did that.
What, Lindley Village like that too?
I was gonna say.
That would be right. That was the same.
They've reconverted that.
But Lindley Village, the whole thing was leased. There wasn't any sales, but it was laid off as if it were a subdivision of record because it was a plot of record prior to zoning.
That was, Lindley was the one that Bill had an interest in.
That's right. Yeah, Bill Wheatley had an interest in it.
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
But yeah, that was the whole issue was they were replacing singles with, and the singles were smaller back then than they are today. And then they, next thing you know, they're not 12 or 14, then they're 16s, then there's even some 18s out there you can buy. And then there's double wides, and now they're going up instead of wide, or they're trying to keep the wider too, but they're going up also.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those parks were restricting themselves to single story.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to convince, Swan Key to GR, we tried to convince Cape Windsor to do a rezoning that would eliminate some of their problems. But they refused to do it. They wanted that, was it 20 foot from the, we required 20, I think they required 15 from the lagoon.
Bulkhead.
On the rear.
Okay, thank you, Lon. All right. Is there any further discussion? Are we ready to vote? Mr. McCabe?
I did want to just remind you that the person accepting the application forgot to put the 5-foot rear yard that they needed also, but she did state that they can make that work.
Make that work, she said.
She wouldn't have to come back. They wouldn't have to come back if.
So it's just a side yard?
Yes.
Thank you, Susan. Okay. Mr. Johnson, are you ready to vote? Okay. And if there be no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10762. The uniqueness of the narrowness of the lot wasn't created by the applicant. The lots were laid out originally too narrow for what they want to use them for now. I don't think it alters central character to the neighborhood. We've granted many variances, light variances in there, and there's a lot of bigger places there now. Mm-hmm. It'll be harmonious for the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I move we approve.
Can you add to that, Mr. McCabe, that you're also moving to deny the requested five-foot rear variance since it was not properly advertised and requested?
Yes.
So
I guess the word we're not, it really wasn't requested, it was just we're not recognizing.
I'm not going to recognize it.
It wasn't asked. It
wasn't asked for. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and I have a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,762. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.